Hey, this is Livin' Dead, and this is Twat number 114 on Friday, May 19th, 2006. This is another episode of Twat, now brought to you with Digital Twat Management, because if we had copyrights, they'd now be protected. I'm doing this episode as a fill-in for Coder, whose computer died, and he was unable to make this, so this is a last-minute Twat that I'm making. I'm just going to basically tell you about a new project I'm going to be launching as part of the Infinomicon Computer Club, hoping to stir some interest and people to help out if they're interested in it. You can expect it arriving within a month or so, assuming I get time to work on it and who I can find to make the website layout and how long it takes them to do it. But basically this idea came to me while listening to some old RFAs and hearing Duel talk about the Hacker's Challenge. About a year ago when I listened to that episode, I went and bought the book, read it, and I thought it was pretty cool, doing some challenges, playing around, figuring out what was going on with their stories in there. And as I re-listened to it a couple days ago, I thought, wow, this would be a fun idea to do for a twat. But then I thought, no, it wouldn't be all that great, because you wouldn't have the text there, you wouldn't be able to send a lot of information out about it, it'd all be an audio, and it'd be hard to figure out the details about it. But then while taking my dumb standardized tests, it came to me that I could do it through an RSS feed. So soon we'll be starting the Hacker's Challenge, and it's name pending because I'm not sure what I can do about the copyrights. Well, we don't have them, other people do, so we may have to change the name, find a new one. I'm up to suggestions. But basically what it's going to be is a weekly RSS feed, probably updated on Sunday night or Monday morning or so. And it's basically going to include a challenge. Sorry about that phone ring I forgot on there. I don't really plan on editing this, so I'm not going to go through and check it out. But basically, it's just an RSS feed updated weekly, and it's going to include a challenge. And with the challenge, it's going to have information about it, maybe log files, source code, just whatever the challenge includes. And then at the bottom, it's going to have the previous week's solution to the challenge. The website's going to have archives on it of all the old challenges with the solutions on them, probably have some form of spoiler system, so it has the solutions hidden, and then you can click a button and it will show it, or have it show up in a separate pop-up window or something. We plan on doing this weekly, assuming I can get enough submissions. I'm hoping other people will submit some challenges, so I don't have to come up with them all myself. But I will come up with the first few. If people want to email them to me, you can get send them in my email at thejokerth3j0k3r@gmail.com. It's on the site also if you need to look it up. But you can send me suggestions, just different parts of source code that may have bugs in them, something fairly functional that they can actually play around with, maybe a layout of a network or something, and find the hole in it. If you've read the Hacker's Challenge books, I think there's two of them out there, maybe more. You'll get an idea of what I'm looking for, something similar to that. Maybe a little bit shorter, though, because I don't know how much text we want to send. I have to see about pictures and stuff. We'll see what kind of hosting we can do on this, but I'm not sure how involved it's going to be with just more than text. If you'd like to help out, though, and not just send in submissions, but actually be a part of running this new project, you could email me also, give me some suggestions. If you have an idea you want to implement, talk to me about it. You can come chat with me also and pound Infinomicon on Freenode. I haven't really started on working on the site yet, but the back end should be set up within a few weeks at the most. It's not too complicated to do. It's a simple RSS feed and database output and input. Like I said, I'm looking for someone to do the layout for it if you're interested in that. Contact me also. Doesn't need to be some fancy layout, just something that looks decent, has a good color scheme, and will work well. I hope I'm generating some interest in this. We plan on having challenges that are both easy and hard so that everyone can participate in at least some of them. You may not be able to do all of them, and they may all be really easy to you, but we're hoping to get a wide range of suggestions or challenges for pretty much anyone to find fun to do. Like I said, I'm taking suggestions now, or if you want to submit one, send it away through email. But that's about it. Also, though, the Twat website is having some problems with all the episodes over 100, so I'm going to take a look at that this weekend. Thank you, no one, for telling us that this was a problem before. I assume it's not very well known because there's not a lot of comments on there. While the old system on WordPress did require you to register, you don't have to do that anymore. So go use the comment system because I spent a long time writing that one. Hopefully I'll have it all fixed up this weekend. It shouldn't be a big problem. It just checking zeros wrong or something for the episodes, so we can get the permalinks and the comment system fixed up for all those episodes that you haven't been able to look at. So expect some new things coming out of the Infonomicon Computer Club, as well as a new big project coming up from me maybe soon. I'm not sure if I'm planning on GPLing it or not because of what it does and how much power it can give to people who want to use it. Really, I'm not sure how useful it's going to be with today's scripts because a lot of them are more secure than how it would have affected people a while ago, but it still should be pretty effective today. I probably will GPL some form of it or give out source to some of it as soon as I get a good enough working copy and the layout done for it. I'll probably get a whole setup devoted to that soon also, but after I get this one done first. But hey, this has been another episode of Twat Tech Radio, your host Livin' Dead, Infonomicon.org, twattech.org. Come be a host, we need some more. You know, it could be a one-time thing, you could sign up for a monthly calendar, but hey, come do it. Thank you for listening.